I want to ask you a personal question. Do you read my newsletter, Leadership Forward 321? Because if you don't, I really think you'd like it if you like this podcast. Every Wednesday morning, I send a short newsletter designed to help you lead your organization more strategically and with less overwhelm in 5 minutes or less. The newsletters are organized around a timely leadership theme and give you something practical that you can apply right away in your organization. I include three of the best articles that I've come across on that theme, two concrete resources or tools that I believe in, and one quote to inspire and motivate you. So if you don't yet get the newsletter, I'm going to make it super easy for you to sign up. Just text the word IMPACT to 66866 and you'll be added to my list. Thanks. Have you ever had that experience when you're navigating something really tough and someone says something super positive at just the right moment and it makes you think, wow, maybe I can do this job? Well, what if you could be that person with a happy reminder for yourself? In this episode, I share a story from one of the incredible leaders inside my Next Level nonprofit program and a quick strategy that we discussed on our coaching call for recognizing and leveraging those moments of joy so that you can remind yourself when you need to just how good you are at your work. Welcome to the Nonprofit Mastermind Podcast. I'm Brooke Ritchie Babbage. I've been in the social impact game for 25 years as a social justice lawyer, turned two-time nonprofit founder and leader, turned growth strategist and coach for leaders around the country. I grew my nonprofit from me and an intern in a tiny closet to a high-impact seven-figure organization. And along the way, I learned so much about how to build an organization that has real impact and how to do it without burning out. In this podcast, I share the nuts and bolts of all of it so you can do that too. We dive into the mindset, strategies, and tactics of how to scale a high-impact organization and how to do it in a way that's truly sustainable. One of the leaders in my Next Level Nonprofit Mastermind group shared an update last week that really stood out for me. The prompt at the beginning of the weekly coaching call was a general one. Share your updates, wins, what's working, what's not. And it's an invitation for everyone in the community to be in community with one another. Share what's working, share what's not, get feedback, and just be with other people who really get it. And I really liked this update for a number of reasons that I'll get into, but I'm going to share the quote here because I couldn't paraphrase it any better than she says it. So I said, how are we feeling heading into the last quarter of the year? Updates, wins, what's working, what's not? She says, I'm starting to feel like that shot out of a cannon feeling. Not quite over my head, but definitely a lot on my plate and a lot of to-dos and even more to-dos and to-dos of to-dos, as I like to say. I really enjoy the work that we're doing, and I haven't been receiving a lot of pushback. And so it actually feels like we're moving in flow. It's definitely hard work. We need to hire some people, and we're working on things. But the staff seems aligned, and programs are going well, and I'm really grateful. So that's the end of the quote. There are a lot of things about this update that resonated with folks on the call and with me in particular. And I want to highlight one piece of what she said, and that's the use of the word flow. She said, it feels like we're moving in flow. I think that's really rare that we can look around at our organizations and pause for just a moment and say, it's working. It's hard work. We still have people to hire and a budget to approve and fundraising letters to write. But at least right now, things are clicking. We feel like we're in flow. I want to talk briefly about how to recognize and take advantage of those moments, because I think they're really important. And I think that's why her update really got to people, that sense of balance between this is really hard work. We're working really hard. And is everything perfect? No. Am I still a little stressed? Yes. But I don't know. I just feel like things are clicking right now. It prompted another leader on the call to share a question she asked, and I am going to paraphrase this one. Am I crazy for feeling hopeful despite the chaos? And what she shared, her update was, end of year chaotic stuff, right? Preparing for a year end campaign. They want to do something for Giving Tuesday. It's been a really topsy-turvy fundraising year for them. Some funders backed out, but then new funders came. The board is sort of on board, a little more on board than they have been. Just things feel really chaotic and not like they're clicking, right? Not in flow. But her question was, is it okay that she still feels like they are moving in the right direction? Things are going to be okay. And of course, my answer was yes. For those of you who are longtime listeners, you probably are not surprised. I am, while not always exactly optimistic, generally believe that things do work out and will always encourage people to choose and lean into hope over despair. So that is what we talked about. But I want to highlight both of those because although they were different forms of this is working or things are okay, right? In one instance, the leader talked about looking around and feeling like things are clicking. And another, she explicitly said they're not clicking, but she feels a different kind of flow, right? A sense that the current is moving her and the organization in the right direction. So I wanted to talk this week very briefly about how to note those moments and how to take advantage of those moments. And I want to share a suggestion that will hopefully help you maximize them. So here's my suggestion. When you feel that moment of flow or those moments of flow, however they show up, I suggest recording them and putting them in a folder. It could be a physical folder, it could be a Google folder, it could be a voicemail folder. The woman that I was talking to or talking about does a lot of things that are audio. So I encouraged her to create a voice memo for herself. She told a story about what was happening. I asked her to share what was happening when she had that moment, that realization, oh, actually, this is working. And she shared a really nice story about an old board member wanting to reengage. And it just made her think, huh, we're doing something good here. So my suggestion to her was pull out her phone and just record that story and record that moment. It seems like a really small thing, but it's really powerful. These moments where you feel hopeful despite the chaos or where you feel like things are clicking, they can be fleeting. They can be one moment, one morning, one month, and then they're gone again. But when they happen, we can actually use them as fuel to propel us through the next phase. This idea of recording and returning to, recapturing and returning to moments of flow came out of the mastermind group of women executive directors that I was part of when I was leading my organization. I talk about them here often, my sustainable sisterhood, we called ourselves. It was one of our monthly breakfasts. We met the first Wednesday of every month when a number of us were having a tough time. Some of us were navigating some staff things that were a little gnarly. One of us had a pretty serious budget crisis. She'd mistyped some numbers and thought she had more money than she did. And things were just off for a number of us. So we were having one of our breakfasts and one of the women shared what turned out to be this great idea, something she'd been doing, and she offered it to us. She said, I walk around with index cards, white index cards, right? 5x8, 3x4, it doesn't matter. And anytime somebody says something positive about my organization, about something we're doing, about an impact we've had, about me as a leader, anything, I write it on an index card. And I just have this box where I keep them. And on days like this or months like this, where I'm not really sure about this job or I'm not really sure about this sector, I grab the box and I look through it to help me override the negative voices in my head. Now, it might seem silly, but it's actually much easier for our brains to be aware of the balls we're dropping or conscious of the things that we're trying that aren't working than the positive. We hold on to those more easily for some reason as humans. I'm not sure why. Maybe from some evolutionary perspective, it's kept us safer somehow. But this idea of having that box, or for me, it's a Google folder, a collection of voice memos to yourself, it's like a beacon from the past saying, no, but actually sometimes this does work, right? It's a reminder that the phase you're going through is just that. It is a phase, and that you are working towards your next moment of flow, your next moment where things are clicking, your next moment of impact. And that in this work that we've all chosen to do, success can't be defined by an entire year where every grant we apply for comes in and every new donor that we talk to gives more money and every single program works exactly right. For years, I secretly waited for that year. And not so secretly, that was part of my goal, right? I would have goals like that defined success around fundraising in terms of percentages that now I look at and were perhaps not so realistic. I looked at the end goal as a permanent state of flow, and it just isn't. They are fleeting. And so it's really important that we note them, we capture them, we build the habit of pausing and saying, in this moment, things are working. So I'll tell you, it's a practice that I started that month at that breakfast, and I still carry with me today, and it has been extremely significant in my own work and my own leadership. And it's something that I shared with the leaders in my group and seemed to really land. So I wanted to share it with all of you. That's my suggestion for this week. Note your moments of flow, the compliments, the positive moments, the impact, no matter how small. And save them for those days when you need that little bit of encouragement. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you back here next week for more Mastermind. Thanks so much for joining me this week. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love for you to leave a rating and a review. I read every single one, and they really do matter. I also share extra tidbits and resources building on what we talk about here in my newsletter, Leadership Forward 321. You can sign up by texting the word impact to 66866. And finally, definitely check out the links and resources that I mentioned in this episode at brookritchiebabbage.com/podcast. See you next week.